turn to the book of 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 2. We'd like to read verse 10. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 10. Paul says, "Therefore, endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory." I want to take the thought of the message from the last part of this verse, which reads that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. The subject of those words, of course, is salvation. As I read those words, I see that this is a salvation that is not something that once was, but is something that is now, the salvation which is in Christ Jesus. It's not some salvation that is no longer, but it is a present salvation. Also, as I read these words, I see that this salvation is available. You'll notice that it says that they may obtain the salvation which is. So we want to speak this morning on the subject of a present or a presently available salvation. If you're here and lost today, there is a present available salvation that you are in desperate need of. And we pray that before you leave here today, certainly before you leave this life, that you would become aware of your desperate need of this salvation. We want to notice three things concerning these words. First of all, there is such a thing as salvation. Secondly, that this salvation is presently available in Christ. And thirdly, that this salvation results in eternal glory. But first of all, consider that there is such a thing as salvation. It is referred to here as the salvation. This is not some fantasy. This is not some dream. This is not something that someone has imagined. It's not figurative. It's the salvation. It's something that is real. It is something that is literal. It is genuine. It is authentic. It is something that can be personally experienced and personally possessed by the individual. It is something that is certain. It is something that is definite. In other words, the salvation is not random. It's not unplanned. But it is a salvation with purpose. It is a salvation with intent. You notice there in verse 10 that they refers back to the elect's sake or the elect, that they may obtain. So this is a particular salvation. And all through this book, all through these Bibles that we hold in our hands today, this salvation that is real, this salvation that if you're here and lost, that you so desperately need today, this salvation is pictured, it's typified, and it's illustrated all through the Word of God. It's typified in the historical accounts of the Bible. We have many historical accounts in the Word of God that typify and are a beautiful picture of salvation. Salvation is illustrated in the miracles of the Old and New Testament. And though it is illustrated in those miracles or by those miracles, salvation itself is the greatest of all miracles. We read of miracle upon miracle in the Word of God. But none is as great, none is as magnificent, none is as marvelous, none is as wondrous as the miracle of salvation. This salvation is real. It is real. It is something that, again, you can personally experience. It is something that you can personally possess. And I ask you today, is this salvation? Is this salvation real to you? Everyone that is sitting here at some time in your life, and you've heard it many times about salvation. But is salvation just something that you have heard about? Perhaps something that you know a little bit about? Or is it real? Is it something that you have personally experienced in your life? When I say the salvation, can you go back to a time in your life when you personally experienced this salvation? And you know what I'm talking about. Now, this salvation that is real implies the very word salvation. Implies a desperate need. The word salvation is a saving. If someone needs saving, they have a desperate need. Whatever it is they need saving from, they have a desperate need. So the very word implies a desperate need. Paul declared in 1 Timothy 1 and verse 15, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners." So this is a salvation for sinners. This is a salvation for those who have transgressed the laws of God. This is a salvation for those who have rebelled and are living in rebellion against the authority of God. This is a salvation for sinners. For sinners that are covered with the filthiness and with the vileness of sin. This is a salvation for sinners who are filled with the abominations and corruption of sin. This is a salvation for the unrighteous. This is a salvation for the unworthy. This is a salvation for the undeserving. A salvation for sinners at enmity with God. A salvation for sinners that are condemned before God. The salvation. A salvation for sinners. For sinners that are unacceptable to God. A salvation for guilty sinners. A salvation for perishing sinners. Again, I remind you, this is not a fantasy. This is not a dream. This is not something figurative. This is a literal salvation for sinners. The very word salvation implies a bondage. It implies a slavery, a misery, an imprisonment. The implication is that there is a crisis. If you need salvation, if you need saving, there is a crisis. And the greatest crisis, a crisis is an emergency. A crisis is something that is dreadful, something that is frightful, something that is alarming. It implies that which is desperate and pressing. And the greatest crisis that there is no greater crisis than a sinner that is enslaved in sin, that is in the bondage of sin. There is no greater crisis. If you're here and lost today, if you're here without Jesus Christ, you, whether you realize it or not, are in a crisis. You are in danger. And you need this salvation that is real. Though there is no greater crisis than the sinner in his or her sins, and though there is no greater danger than a sinner that is in his or her sins, and though there is no greater problem than a sinner in his or her sins. You may be here today and lost, and you may think you have a lot of problems, but I want to tell you your number one problem is that you're in bondage to sin. Your number one problem is that you're guilty before God. That's your number one problem. All other problems are minuscule. There is no greater need today than the need of salvation. There is nothing more serious. You say, well, I'll think about this when I get some time. You had better think about it right now, because there is nothing more serious than a sinner in his or her sins. Nothing more serious than that. Nothing of more dire consequence than a sinner in his or her sins. And though there are many human devisings to this crisis, and though there are not enough resources in all the world to solve the crisis that the sinner is in, there is what we read here, the salvation, which is. That's what you need today, is the salvation, which is. Not only does the word salvation imply a bondage and an imprisonment, if you need saving, it also implies that you are unable to save yourself. It implies a position of helplessness. And those today who are entrapped in sin, they are entrapped helplessly under the enormous weight of sin. Under the enormous weight of Satan, under the enormous weight of death and the world. But I want you to know today there is a salvation, which is. There is a salvation, which is, and it's real. And it can be personally experienced, and it can be personally possessed. So what does this salvation, this real salvation, consist of? Well, it's a deliverance. We can read this verse, the deliverance which is in Christ Jesus. You can read it as the release which is in Christ Jesus. There is a loosing which is in Christ Jesus. There is a rescue which is in Christ Jesus. This salvation is a deliverance. It is a setting free. It is a release. It is a rescue from spiritual and eternal death. It is a release and a rescue from a life of being unconscious of God. It is a release from the separation and alienation from God that the sinner finds himself in. It is a release from estrangement from the Lord. It is a release and rescue from hopelessness. If you're here and lost today, you're hopeless without Jesus Christ. Your situation is hopeless without Jesus Christ. No matter how many well-meaning people want to help you, I'm telling you, it's hopeless outside of Jesus Christ. All is lost outside of Jesus Christ. But there is a deliverance. And this deliverance is present. There is a deliverance. There is an emancipation, if you will, from the power of darkness. This deliverance, this release, this rescue, this emancipation from the world's greatest and most serious crisis is real. And it is presently available. This salvation is not only a deliverance, but it is a sparing. You see, what sinners need is to be spared by God. And it's this salvation which is in Christ Jesus that God spares the sinner. Because you see, as guilty sinners before God, we deserve the wrath of a sin-offended God. We deserve the wrath of the broken laws of God. We deserve the consequences of that. So what we so desperately need is we need to be spared. We need to be spared. Romans 3 and 23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." But there is the salvation which is presently available. There is a sparing which is presently available to the guilty. This salvation, this deliverance, it's not only a deliverance, not only a sparing, but it is a salvation unto. It is a salvation from, it is a salvation unto. In other words, it is a deliverance and a transfer. Colossians 1 and verse 13 says, "Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son." So this salvation is from something into something. It is a deliverance from death, but it is also a transfer to life. It is a deliverance from guilt, but it is also a transfer to pardon with God. You see, what the sinner needs is a pardon. It's a pardon from God. It's not a question of whether or not you're guilty. You're guilty. But you need a pardon from God. And it's this salvation that gives us that pardon. It is a deliverance from condemnation and a transfer to justification. It is a deliverance from alienation and a transfer to nearness to God. It is a deliverance from a life of enmity and a transfer to a friendship with God. All of this is available in this salvation, which is. It is a deliverance from darkness and a transfer to light. A deliverance from bondage and a transfer to freedom. A deliverance from spiritual bankruptcy to a transfer to riches. So you see, this salvation, which is, this salvation which is real, is a restoration. It is a change that takes place, and it is presently available. Secondly, this salvation is presently available only in Christ. Notice what it says again. The salvation which is in Christ Jesus. The salvation that everyone enters this life desperately and urgently needing is a salvation for sinners. It's not a salvation for the righteous. If that was the case, you would have no hope. Because Romans 3:10 says there is none righteous. So if it was just for the righteous, none would be saved. This is a salvation available to the guilty. And it is only in Christ. It is a salvation for those who have broken the laws of God. And it is only in Christ. It is a salvation for those who are at enmity with God. A salvation for the unworthy. A salvation for the undeserving. Again, this is a salvation for sinners. And it is in Christ Jesus. This is a salvation for sinners. This is a salvation for preachers. This is a salvation for deacons. This is a salvation for church members. This is a salvation for popes. This is a salvation for priests. This is a salvation for nuns. This is a salvation for choir members. This is a salvation for drunks. This is a salvation for dope addicts. This is a salvation for pimps and pushers. It's also a salvation for grandmothers and grandfathers and mothers and fathers and sons and daughters. But it is a salvation which is only in Christ Jesus. But it is a salvation that is available. Again, it is the salvation which is. This salvation, which is man's greatest need, is. It is presently available. We all entered this life needing this salvation. We all entered this life needing a righteousness that we did not have. We all entered this life needing for the demands of God's law to be satisfied, and we could not satisfy the demands of God's law. But all of that is available in this salvation. We all entered this life needing forgiveness, needing cleansing, needing acceptance with God. And it's all found in this salvation, which is. There's hope in those words. The salvation which is. There's hope. If you're here today and lost, there is hope. But that hope is only in the salvation which is in Christ Jesus. That's where your hope is today. Now, this salvation is only available in Christ and can only be obtained in Jesus Christ. It is God's remedy. It is God's solution to the crisis. It is God's remedy. It is God's solution to man's greatest problem. It is God's provision for man's greatest need. The salvation which is in Christ Jesus. Now man and religion has created many different plans, many different methods of salvation. And everyone here today is trusting in some plan of salvation. You're trusting in something. You're trusting in something that you hope will get you to heaven. And you can devote yourself to all kinds of plans. You can devote yourself to Mormonism. You can devote yourself to Islam. You can devote yourself to Hinduism, to Jehovah's Witnesses, to Methodists, to Catholics, to Lutherans, to Presbyterians, and even Baptists. But no one will ever have this salvation without coming to Jesus Christ. Why? Because it's the salvation which is in Christ Jesus. Salvation is not in Home Baptist Church. You can come here every service. You can devote yourself to this church, but that will not save your soul. Because Home Baptist Church does not have the power to save a single sinner. Salvation is in Christ Jesus. This salvation, which is so great, so magnificent, so wondrous, it is so great that you can never, ever merit it. You can never earn it. You can never purchase it. Never. But it is available. And it is available only in Jesus Christ. All of the devisings of man will not bring about this salvation. You can sit down your little ones and you can have them repeat a prayer that will not save their soul. This is a salvation that is available in Christ. They must come to Jesus Christ. You say, well, I don't agree with that. And you may not. But what are you basing it on? Are you basing it on a verse of Scripture? If so, I would like to see that verse of Scripture. What are you basing your hope on? Everybody here is basing their hope on something. I'm basing my hope today on the salvation which is in Christ Jesus. It's in Him. There is no reconciliation outside of Christ. There is no peace with God outside of Jesus Christ. There is no rest for the weary soul outside of Jesus Christ. There is no salvation outside of Jesus Christ. There is no cleansing. There is no forgiveness. There is no acceptance. But praise God, there is reconciliation. Praise God, there is peace. There is rest for the weary soul. There is forgiveness. There is acceptance. But it is in this salvation, which is in Christ Jesus. So we read those words, the salvation which is in Christ Jesus. It's a wonderful thing that the great God, the holy God, the pure God, the sin-offended God, the very God who has the power to crush you, the very God who has the power to heap eternal damnation upon your soul, that God would provide a salvation. And it is a salvation which is. And it is a salvation which is in Jesus Christ. Again, I ask you today, have you ever savingly come to Jesus Christ? Can you go back to a time in your life where you met Jesus Christ face to face? Where Jesus Christ came into your life and you personally experienced the forgiveness that is only in Christ. And then lastly, notice that this salvation results in eternal glory. The salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. That tells me that this salvation is reliable. It is 100% reliable. There's no one who has ever trusted their soul to Jesus Christ. No one who has ever savingly come to Jesus Christ who will finally in the end be cast into hell. This salvation is 100% reliable. You can count on it doing what the Lord promised that it will do. It is a salvation that will always, without fail, result in the sinner being justified by God. It is a salvation that without fail will cause you to be made fit for heaven, having your sins forgiven and being reconciled to God. It is a salvation that will always result in you being made nigh by the blood of Jesus Christ. It is a salvation that will always result in you being a joint heir with Jesus Christ and being blessed abundantly. It is a salvation that will always result in an eternal inheritance and will cause you to be a partaker of the promises of God. It is a salvation that will always result in you being accepted in the Beloved, in Jesus Christ. It is a salvation that will always bring fellowship with God and will make you a partaker of Christ and will give you newness of life and newness of spirit and will change your life forever. This salvation will always result in that. This salvation, it is durable. It's durable. Notice it is a salvation that will never fail. It is a salvation that will never be revoked. I have eternal security today because the salvation that I have is in Christ Jesus. In order for me to be lost, you're going to have to destroy, you're going to have to overcome Christ Jesus. My salvation is durable. My salvation will bring me through all the storms, will bring me through all the difficulties, will bring me through all the afflictions, and eventually I will be forever with the Lord. Because my salvation is in Christ. We all fail. We all fail miserably. But my salvation today is not dependent upon whether I fail or not. My salvation is in Christ. That's where it is today. It's in Christ. So you see, every day, if you're here and saved today, every day you ought to give that some thought. God has saved my soul. I just like the sound of the word, saved. Saved. And I really like the sound of, I'm saved. I'm saved, I'm saved, I'm saved. Every day I get up, I'm saved. Every day I live, I'm saved. Every night I go to bed, I'm saved. No matter what happens, I'm saved. My salvation is in Christ. And salvation is not something that just happened to me. It's not some accident that just happened and I just happened to be there. As we read in Titus chapter 3, He saved us. The Lord saved me. I didn't just get saved. He saved me. And because He saved me, I want to live for Him. I want to serve Him. I want to please Him. I want to glorify Him. He saved me. Do you know the Lord today, His Savior? Do you know Him? Has there been that time when Jesus Christ came to you in that miry pit, reached down and brought you out of that pit and set your feet upon a rock and established your goings? Can you go back to the day when you met Jesus Christ as your Savior, when you put all your trust in Him? Serve Him today. If you're here and lost, we can preach to you every single day, because you see, there's such a thing as the salvation which is. And it's in the same place every day. It is in Christ Jesus. And as long as you have breath, we have hope that Jesus Christ will save your soul. You may be a member of Home Baptist Church and still be lost. Being a member of Home Baptist Church doesn't save you. You may be active in Home Baptist Church. That does not save your soul. You have to have had a personal living experience with Jesus Christ. You've had to come savingly to Christ. And we invite you to do that today. Coming forward here doesn't save you. But if God has saved your soul, you're going to want to tell folks. And you're going to want to serve Him the rest of your life. And may I say, it is a salvation to the uttermost. I'm saved to the uttermost. I'm saved. I'm saved completely. I'm not just partway saved. I'm saved. I'm all the way saved. And I thank God. You can't be almost saved. You're either saved or unsaved today. You're either in Christ or without Christ today. There's no middle ground here. It's one of those two. Which is it? If you're saved, rejoice. Go from here rejoicing. Begin each day rejoicing. I'm saved. I'm saved. And we want you to be saved also, if you're here and lost. Brother Larry, if you'd come and